It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A New York State regulator is accusing a British bank of helping Iran launder $250 billion and is threatening to take away its banking charter in the state. But as we learn more details, other authorities like the Federal Reserve and the New York District Attorney are also doing their own probes of London-based Standard Chartered Bank. And there are grumbles that Albany acted unilaterally. WNYC contributor and New York Times columnist Joe Nocera is with us now to discuss. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Amy. How about this week's bank scandal, huh?
I know. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It appears that way, but this is pretty, if it's true, it's awful. It's pretty awful behavior.
Well, let's delve into this. Reuters reports the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve, quote, were blindsided and angered by the decision of the New York Financial Services Superintendent Benjamin Losky to issue an order against Standard Chartered without coordinating with them. The Times, your paper, reports the Manhattan District Attorney was told at the 11th hour. So what's gained by Losky acting alone?
Well, I think he's taking a play from the old Elliot Spitzer Attorney General playbook. I mean, I remember, if you recall, Mr. Spitzer regularly exposed Wall Street deeds and misdeeds, and then the federal regulators had to kind of race in afterwards. I think in this case, Mr. Losky felt that, you know, time was passing. The federal regulators were sitting on their hands. They were worried nothing was going to happen. They felt that they had strong evidence. And they just felt like they needed to move forward and let the chips fall where they may. Now, the real question is, you know, will this help or ultimately hurt the ability to unearth what really happened and bring the bank to justice if that's what's needed? And the answer is we don't really know yet.
Right. These other institutions have probes. And what are you hearing? Are they saying is Manhattan District Attorney saying that Eric Schneiderman, that his probe is going to be compromised or anything that he wants to do will be compromised? And what about the Fed?
Nobody's really said that yet. What you're actually hearing is that perhaps Mr. Losky and the state of New York have overstated the problem and what actually happened. You know, the email evidence that was in their legal brief seems pretty strong, but the truth is you don't really have the context and you don't know 100%. What really happened.
This may be the first time many people have heard of the Department of Financial Services.
That's right.
Governor Cuomo created it last fall by merging the Department of Banking with the Department of Insurance. Does this agency have the potential to act as a new cop on Wall Street?
Well, it certainly does have that potential. One of the things you have to remember about this, and to put it in some context, you know, Mr. Losky used to work for Mr. Cuomo when the governor was the attorney general. And, you know, they gave this new bureau a mandate to shake things up and get tough and kind of show some spunk and not kind of sit in the corner and be a passive regulator. So, you know, one of the things that this move does is send a signal about how this department wants to act. And, you know, they do have the ability to, you know, pull the bank's New York license. And, in fact, they do have the ability to institute fines. We shall see.
We shall see. And I suspect we will be talking to you more about this. Joe Nocera is an op-ed columnist for The New York Times and a WNYC contributor. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.